Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Knightdeck Infrastructure Limited H1 FY26 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I would now like to hand the conference over to Ms. Ruchika Shah from Equirus Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, and good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the H1 FY26 earnings call of Knightdeck Infrastructure Limited. From the management team, we have with us today Mr. Hemant Sharma, Chairman and Managing Director, and Mr. Ashish Saxena, Whole-time Director. Before we begin, I would like to mention a brief disclaimer. This conference call may include certain forward-looking statements which are based on the current views and expectations of the company. A detailed disclaimer is available in the investor presentation that has been uploaded to the stock exchange. With that, I now hand over the call to Mr. Hemant for his opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Hello. Good afternoon, everyone. Myself, Hemant from Knightdeck, Chairman and MD. To give a brief intro of our company, Knightdeck Infrastructure Limited is an infrastructure development company that majorly deals in construction projects like multi-story buildings, LT/ST works, electrical works, and structural works, steel structural works. Currently, we are operating in five states, and currently, we have around 12 projects that are in line that are being constructed or projects are being developed. And as for the H1 results, I think we have done so far so good in H1 results. The H1 results are our revenues stood at 23.84 crores, and EBITDA was at 3.48 crores, and the net profit after tax is 2.06 crores. For the revenue, we have achieved 221% more than the last half-year results, and similarly, profit has also been increased by 154%, and EBITDA has also been increased by 107%. And we are looking to close this year with a very positive way. We'll definitely beat the last year's results with a certain good percentage. So that would be all for the H1 results for now. Over to you, Ruchika.
Thank you. Dorian, please, we can begin the question and answer.
Certainly. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to please use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question comes from the line of Harpreet from Global Consilient Research. Please go ahead.
Hi and good evening. My question is regarding the funding of your growing order book. You have been funding your working capital needs via the IPO proceeds in short-term borrowings, right? So going forward, as the order book grows, what could be the expected source to fund the same? How are you planning? Are you planning for some FPO or something? If you could throw some light on the same. Thank you.
Hello. Thank you for the question. Currently, we are not planning for any FPO. For now, we have sufficient funds with us to manage at least, say, if we are getting projects, new projects worth of 100 crores, we can manage that with our own funds right now. So for now, we are not looking for any FPO.
So you're looking at funding your working capital using short-term borrowings also. So is it going to continue in the same manner?
Yes, continue in that manner only because we have some reserve funds with us. now at the moment. So in the coming year, we are not looking for any initial funding right now.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Apit.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Roshan C from Global Consilient Research. Please go ahead.
Sir, am I audible right now?
Yes, sir.
Sir, so my question right now is with respect to your customer mix right now. So could you tell me at this stage, what is the contribution of your top probably five customers to your revenue right now?
Top five customers' revenue would be around, say, 70% to 73%.
Okay. And sir, among your customers, how many of them are private players and how many of it is from government or PSU entities, sir?
As for now, government would be 60% and the rest 40% are private entities.
Okay, sir. And right now, we have seen that there is a fall in the trade receivables balance as of now. I believe this is compared to March numbers. So could you just tell me if there has been any reduction in the working capital cycle or maybe the collection cycle as such?
Yeah, there was some problem at the government level, in basically in the Uttarakhand state, due to that rainy season and floods and all those. But now we have received our almost each and every fund from every government office.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much. So that could be it.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. Our next question is from the line of Jayesh from Bliss Capital Services. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir. Hello. Hello. Am I audible?
Yeah, hi. Hi, Jayesh. Yes.
Yeah. Thank you. Good afternoon. So my first question is that you mentioned that you are completing 63 projects worth approximately 9,675 lakhs till date. So what are the lessons from these deliveries are being applied to new and larger projects?
Can you please repeat your question? I didn't get your questions clearly.
Yeah, sure. Then you mentioned that you are completing 63 projects worth approximately 9,675 lakhs till date.
Mm-hmm.
So just want to ask that what are the lessons from these deliveries are being applied to new and larger projects?
So you are basically asking that are we applying for the larger projects or not?
Yeah, and the kind of lessons that you must have learned from a previous project.
Yes, when we started, say, a decade back, so we started with a very small number of projects in quantity-wise. There were some project of, say, 1 crore, 2 crore, 3 crores. But currently, we have reached a certain state that we can apply for 50 crore project also. So currently, that we are targeting our tenders that we are bidding, they are, say, range about 20 crores, 25 crores. We recently have bid a project that is under evaluation for 37 crores. And there was other project that we have already bid was of 30 crores. So now we are targeting large projects only. We are not looking for any small projects for now, like 2, 3 crores, 5 crores, under 10 crores. We are not bidding those projects right now.
Okay. Fine. And my another question is that how do ESEM certifications in quality, safety and quality and safety standards impact your competitive positioning and ability to win high-value projects?
See, for the quality, we have our own team that looks especially for the quality purpose. And when we are working for the government, so the departments that we are working with are very good departments like NBCC, Indian Railways, BEL, PSUs. So they are very focused under this government that they don't compromise on quality very much. So they want a quality work only.
Therefore, we are also interested to deliver quality projects. So because the name and the brand is maintained.
Okay. Thank you. With 96% of IPO funds now being deployed, how has this strengthened your capabilities, and are there any plans for additional fundraising or CapEx in the near upcoming future?
No, sir. For the next 1 year, we have not planned any another fundraising. And for the IPO fund, we have fully diverted those funds in the working capitals only. And that's why you can see the growth in revenue for H1. Last year, we were around 8 crores in H1. Now, we have around 25 crores near to. So, this is all because of the IPO fund only, that we have put all the major funds in the working cap only.
And how has this strengthened your company's capabilities? Any more specifications for this?
See, the IPO funds have given up, say, we are now able to bid more projects. We are getting ourselves registered in new departments. We are bidding for new departments, which we have never looked. So this was due to the IPO funds only that we are able to bid so many projects right now. Because to bid each and every project, we need a certain amount of EMD. So if we have the basic infrastructure of this IPO fund that we are initially utilizing to bid more projects, because the more projects you bid, there is a more probability to getting tenders. Because right now in this infrastructure market is a very competitive stage that we are going through right now. So we have to bid more and more projects to get tenders.
Okay. And what are your management's main priorities for sustaining growth and improving shareholder value in the next 12 to 18 months?
So we are only focused to grow our book order value and complete all the projects before time. We are already we are targeting that if we are getting time from 18 months from the government, we try to deliver in 16 months only. And as we'll deliver the project before time, definitely the revenue will rise. And revenue will rise, the profits and net profit margins, EBITDA, everything will rise, which will definitely result in getting the share price high for the shareholders.
And apart from delivering projects on before time, or just you said, and so any more main or major priorities in the company apart from this?
So major priorities are to give results to our shareholders as much as best as we can, to say to utilize our all the capacities, all the capabilities in maximum level, so because the end result is to give results. If we have taken some money from the public, so we try to give results as better as possible.
Okay, sir. That sounds good. Okay. Thank you so much for my end. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. To ask a question, you may press star and one. Our next question is from the line of Noel Shah from JSR Investment. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good evening, sir. Is I am audible?
Yes. Good evening, Noel. You are audible.
Yeah. So, sir, my question is regarding the working capital and the cash flow. So, basically, infra business have a typically high working capital cycle. So, in your business, what is your current working capital cycle?
So, the current working capital cycle is around, sir, 60 to 75 days.
60 to 75 days. Okay. So, it's like a phase-wise billing that you do to the client.
Yeah, the billing is done by BC. It's not a phase. It's about item rate. Yeah, you can say phase wise. Once a certain amount of work has been completed, so we try to bill government as soon as possible. So this complete cycle takes 60 to 75 days. Yeah, getting work done, making bill, checking of the bill and the payment.
Okay, understood. And has the company faced any delays in any government project payments? in this?
Not major delays. There were some delays of say 20 days, 25 days maximum, and that was only for the single project, not every project.
Okay, understood. So and one more question, sir. Any specific project category? Because this H1, your income grew by more than 200%. So any specific projects which have contributed the most to this research?
Yeah, there are some projects that contributed. There is one project of NBCC. It's a multi-story building of 8 floors. That we are constructing for the judiciary, or for the Uttarakhand High Court. That project has contributed, and there was another project of warehouse that we have taken. It is
okay.
A complete warehouse, complete development of a warehouse of 2 lakh square feet. So yes, these two projects, billing cycle has helped us to achieve this result.
Okay, understood. So could you quantify the current work order book as on October 30th?
It is somewhere around 90-95 crores, between 90-95 crores.
Okay, so mostly it is government or private?
Maximum it is 70%. I am telling about government only.
Government only. Okay. So, and what's the average project execution cycle in your current order book?
18 months.
18 months. Okay. Understood. Yeah. So, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to join the question queue. Our next question is from the line of Hemant Shah, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good evening.
Hello.
Am I audible?
Good evening, sir. Yes, sir.
Among multi-story building construction, electrical work and steel structures, okay, which vertical currently offers the highest margin?
So building only, because while constructing a building, you get to work all the things, because a building work contains LT and ST work also, electrical work also, plumbing also. So currently, say 75% revenue is coming from a building work only, and rest 25% is coming from steel structure works.
Okay. And like, what is the planned capex for the next 12 months, like particularly in machinery and technology upgrade?
For machinery, we are looking somewhere around, say, 1.5 crores to invest in machineries.
Okay. And like, what is the company's strategic priority for the next 24 months, like in terms of order book and expansion?
See, for the expansion point of view, I guess currently, I think Ashish can answer this question well. He knows exactly how much tenders we have under evaluation.
Under evaluation, we have approximately 150 CR works, which are currently under evaluation, and mostly in the next month or within 45 days, the results will be out for those works also.
Okay. Okay. And Nick, what are your strategies to build relationship with NBCC, rail and railways and all, and private builders?
To be very frank, we do not work for the private builders at all. And we do not even prefer to work for them, because the cash flows and everything is very hectic with those people. At the end, because there are some examples in our industry, because at the end of the project, the builder asks you to take some flats in spite of liquid funds. So therefore, we don't work for private builders, but yes, for with government, we prefer to work with governments, and we have a very good relation with Indian Railways, very good relation. And recently, from last, say, 7 months, we are working with the NBCC, and it is a very good department. And we are getting our relationship with NBCC better by better each day, as we are trying to complete that project before time.
Okay. And as the company operates across 6+ states, right, and which new geographies are you targeting for the next phase?
See, currently we have a bid tender for Madhya Pradesh also. That is one. And we have bid some tenders for Lucknow also, which are under evaluation. And we have recently bid a tender for Jaipur also. So basically we are targeting, say you can say a 250 and 300 kilometer radius. Whichever states we get, like in these kilometers, Madhya Pradesh is there, then Haryana, Delhi, Uttarakhand, UP.
Okay.
And even Rajasthan also.
Okay. And the EBITDA margins has improved. Like, can you highlight on the same? Like, what's the reason?
Pardon?
Regarding that EBITDA margins, like your EBITDA margins have improved, like and what are your plans for the next FY26 and FY27 for the EBITDA margins and PAT margins? Like it will improve or it will remain stable?
Of course it will, we'll try to improve it, but in the industry that we are working, I think these are the very good margins.
Yeah,
8.15 in the infrastructure industry. As per my knowledge, I guess we are working fine with our margins, but we'll definitely try to increase our margins. Yes, the best way we can by introducing new machineries and modern techniques.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. Our next question is from the line of Neelam and HNI. Please go ahead.
Oh, good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Jimji.
So, my first question is, with total income surging 221% and net profit up to 154% in H1 FY26, which project segments contributed most of this growth, and do you expect this trend to continue, sir?
Of course, this trend will continue for sure, because we have a good order book in hand to execute orders in coming 6 months for this financial year. So definitely this trend will continue, and definitely we'll achieve a good end results with FY26. And what was your another question?
Can you share details about your current order book, including the mix of government, VS private sector projects? And
yeah, of course. Currently, our order book stands at 90 to 95 crore. Among this, 75-76% is from the government sector only, and the rest 25% around is from private sector.
Okay. Thank you, sir. How many states in NACTEC now operating in, and are you planning to expand further?
Yes, we are planning to expand further. We have started bidding projects in Rajasthan and Madhya Pradesh also. And currently, we are working in Uttar Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Delhi, Haryana, and even some of the works in Bihar also.
Okay. And what strategy for building strong relationship with government and private clients, sir?
Can you please repeat the question?
What's the strategy for building strong relationships with government and private clients?
See, the building relationship with the government is because there is a very transparent system with the government these days.
Mm-hmm.
You only get tenders by bidding the project. When you are the lowest bidder, you get the tender. So, after getting the work, the relationship starts, and which is complete opposite in the private sector. In the private sector, you have to have a very good relationship to get a work. So, yes, we are developing our relationship with the private sector as well. That's why we are getting private works also. And with the government, yes, we have very good relations with some departments that we have already worked in, or we are even working in, and we are targeting new departments also, like defense, ITBP, MES. We have started bidding for those departments as well.
Okay. And what are the company's biggest challenges right now, and how are they being addressed?
The biggest challenge right now is for the is with the competition only, because the infra market has been, the competition has increased very much these days and the rates are very competitive. So just to say, deal with this challenge, what we try to do is to bid more and more projects. As many projects as we are fit to bid, we try to bid all those projects. Like currently we have 150 crores worth of projects that are under evaluation.
Okay, okay, sir. And my next question is, how are the upcoming technologies or solutions and NACDAC is investing in to stay ahead?
Yes, we always try to invest in modern technology like machineries. We try to purchase, and we are even planning to purchase some building machineries for our company also in coming year.
Okay, thank you, sir. And next question is, how is NACDAC leveraging its expanded machinery and improved project management to enhance operational efficiency in executing multi-state projects?
See, we are currently, we do not have any idle machinery. This is lying idle at our warehouse or go down. Each and every machinery is on the site and it is very well executed. So we try, and we only do not try, we take each and every, what you can say is, work from our machineries. So when we get any major project or other projects, then we will buy new machineries. For now, we are very well equipped with all the machineries and technologies that are within our company.
Okay, thank you, sir. And the last question is, how does your margin performance compare to industry peers, please?
Well, I guess if we compare a margin with the industry, we are on a very good track, because the average margin in infrastructure sector, you'll get around 7%, which is an average profit margin. And currently we are operating at 8.4, 8.3% of margins right now.
Okay, sir. And can you provide top line, bottom and margin for coming year?
For the FY26?
Yes, sir.
We are targeting, last year we were around 50 crores, somewhere close to 50 crores. And for the next year, we are targeting 60 plus to achieve. Somewhere okay. Around 65, 70 between these figures.
Okay, thank you, sir. All the best, sir.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask questions, you may please press star and one at this time. We have no further questions, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to hand the conference over to Ms. Ruchika Shah for closing comments. Over to you, ma'am.
Thank you. On behalf of NACDAC Infrastructure Limited, I sincerely thank all our investors and analysts for taking the time to join us on today's earnings call. Your trust, interest, and continued support mean a great deal to us. We look forward to growing stronger together and keeping you well informed on our journey ahead. Thank you once again for being a valued part of our story. Over to you, Hemantri, for closing remarks.
Hello. Thank you everyone for the call, and each and every questions were very well asked, and I guess I have tried to answer all your queries, and we look forward for a well relationship with all our shareholders. Keep investing in our company. Thank you very much.
Thank you. On behalf of NACDAC Infrastructure Limited and Equibridge X Advisors Private Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you.